Hi, I'm Mark, one of the people you're going to find on the ADHD Big Brother Forum. We all know that no pill is a silver bullet. There is no one solution that fixes ADHD for everyone, and no magic wand to make those ADHD symptoms vanish into thin air. That is what the ADHD Big Brother Forum is for. That's the place where we talk about some stuff, think about some stuff, share some stuff, and work together to sort out our own stuff. I would like to invite you to check out the forum for yourself. You're going to find people just like you who understand exactly what adult ADHD is like. It's filled with people who want us all to live our best lives and make it as easy as possible to get through each day with a smile and a feeling of accomplishment. Supportive, non-judgmental, and full of ideas, resources, and suggestions to help you deal with your ADHD and comorbid depression. Ugh. Right now is your very best chance to try it out. Come join us. No one even minds if you overshare. Oh, Russ, is that okay? Russ, can we overshare? Sorry.
That was Mark Z, everybody, ladies and gentlemen, that's Mark Z from the ADHD Big Brother Forum. Are you apologizing for oversharing? How dare you? How dare you say sorry for oversharing? That is probably, this is one of the places where oversharing is encouraged, it's invited, and it's actually fun. I actually really enjoy hearing the long ass rambles of people and the eight different directions that they go and they come back. And they, have you ever listened to somebody with ADHD and you just let them ramble and you just had the goddamn patience to let them do their whole thing? Let them go. You will learn so much about that person and it's rad. And then at some point it will go, they'll either wrap it up or they'll say, I forgot what we were talking about. And that's when you can start talking again. And that's when you guys can continue your conversation. That's how it should go. Anyway, thanks, Mark. Yep, overshare all the way. Welcome to the ADHD Big Brother podcast. Guys, yeah, there's no theme song. Do you guys need a theme song? Here we go. Welcome to the ADHD
Big Brother show.
Coming to you via the radio wave. Radio waves. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Oh, that was almost kind of in tune. Hey, you know what? Maybe there's a singing career in this for me. I can tell that I'm really trying to avoid doing the show today. It's because it's the topic sucks. I don't want to talk about it. So it's ADHD Awareness Month. It's also Depression Awareness Month. So we're going to touch on depression because it's timely for me. Okay, part of my agreement with myself when doing this podcast is I'm going to share what's going on in my skull spaghetti, and I'm not always excited about that. I'm not excited about it right now. There's been kind of a weird pit in my stomach today. I've literally been putting this off. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, you know, it turns out it's not always cupcakes and lollipops up there in my brain bits. Sometimes it's a little craptastico. And so right now, depression is prevalent with me. I'm experiencing it. I can describe to you guys what it's like. It makes me feel like there's just this shitty, unpleasant blanket over me for the past few weeks. It's obnoxiously heavy, but I can still walk around with it. You know, it's sort of like... You know, you're like, well, why are you walking around with a giant bedspread on you, you know, in this weather? You should just take it off. Yeah, I know. That would be great advice. You know, it's like, I got a lot to be happy about, but I can't take off the goddamn blanket. Do you guys ever have a dull backache where it's really not too big of a deal? You can kind of sort of live with it. It's not really something you're going to go out of your way to make a doctor's appointment for. Because it's just that's all a big freaking hassle and the copays and, you know, whatever. That's kind of how it's been for me. I'm not mega depressed. I'm not bedridden. It's not the darkest I've ever been, but there's like these waves of dread, or hopelessness. You know, it's like that, you know, that I don't give a shit. It's like, oh, whatever. And to me, I kind of sort of think that I should be able to enjoy life a little bit more. Call me crazy. I mean, I don't know. I think maybe I should be able to kick it up a notch or two. I deserve a little bit of joy. So here's the deal. I made a deal. There's a deal in the way. I made a deal with myself and some of the people that are close to me. And you guys really know that I'm going to take a really good stab at holistically dealing with this depressive episode. I'm going to see what happens. And I speak for no one here but myself. Depression to me, it feels like an event. I'm depressed. It has a degree to it. Is it really bad? Is it scary? Is it too dark? Is it annoying? Or is it a dull ache? I'm experiencing symptoms of depression. At some point, I will not be experiencing symptoms. And I fucking hope it's sooner than later. How I experience it is that when I'm alone right now, I'll tend towards feeling a bit apathetic and a bit lost. It's like I could go out of my way for my kids. I'll go out of my way for the ADHD Big Brother Forum. For you guys, I'll show up at work. And I can even enjoy myself in moments. I can have a laugh and I will seek laughter like crazy. But sometimes like it happens when I'm alone. Like it's that like that homeostasis, you know, when everything settles. It's this baseline, whatever. And I can't snap out of it. There's no snapping happening. My snaps don't work. The simple answer for this would be to get on antidepressants. Great idea. But I really don't want to. I'm not against them. You know, go get it. I've done it before. And they worked. The last time I was on them, yeah, they did it. I had to suffer nosebleeds, though. That's, God, the cost benefit. But, you know, I'll be damned if it didn't do the trick. But I personally, right now, I don't want that process. I'm really touchy about fucking with my neuro zippy zappies right now. And please don't take this as my recommendation to you. It is not. This is me giving you a depression update on Depression Awareness Month. There you go. And I've created a prescription that I'm going to try on myself. And so take this as the beginning of a conversation where I share my thoughts and my views, and I'd love to hear yours. And this is something that I'm going to post in the forum to talk about because it's a big deal. And that's basically what we're doing here and in the forum. Like we're all in this together, this ADHD and depression crap. And a lot of it blows, but it's a superpower. You just got to learn to harness your superpowers. Oh my God. Who let Marjorie in here? Get out. But I just want to show you that you can be. Get out, Marjorie. But I just think, Marjorie? Okay. Oh my God, the Marjories of the world. Sweet, sweet, silly Marjorie. Her intentions are good, but oh my God. So here's what I'm going to do about my depression. I can't let it just carry on. So I'm going to be a little bit more aggressive about my approach. And for the depression, you know, with my current insurance, it still costs me out of pocket $200 just to see a psychiatrist to start the conversation about an antidepressant. You know, people would say it's worth it. You just got to do it. But what if I don't have the $200 for a psychiatrist? You know, and that's not even therapy for the depression. That's just the pill appointment. So then I imagine, okay, like let's imagine this isn't on the table for a lot of us, this whole get professional help shit. And that's kind of sort of the reason I'm doing this. Like we need options and we're trying to not be depressed. So the idea that mental health is maybe only available to people with discretionary money, and that's wonderful for those people who have the ability to make doctor's appointments, attend those doctor's appointments, pay for those doctor's appointments, schedule the follow-ups, navigate your health insurance. And if that's you, that's my recommendation. Get yourself a great psychologist, get a great therapist, hire an assistant to vet psychologists and therapists and navigate your insurance for you. And if you're into medicine, man, that's probably the quickest way out of the swamp. That'd be cool. Go for that. This is what I'm doing. I'm taking a thwack at the free approach and see what happens. And well, technically, it's not all free. I mean, I do. The forum is a big deal for me, and I pay for it. I pay $10. I pay right now at this time. It's $15 a month, and I do. Oddly, I pay $15 a month for my own forum, and then that money comes right back to me minus the Stripe fee. And you're like, "Well, why are you doing that, guys?" Back in the day, I was testing out the payment processor, and I signed up for my own forum, and I just have not gotten around to canceling and just staying in the forum. But you know what? Now it's sort of like, you know what? I should be paying for the forum. This is what I'm doing. I'm not just the owner. I'm a client. Squank. Alrighty. So everything is about tests and measures, right? Scales and rankings. So I'm curious as to actually where do I stand in the depression world? What's my barometer here? So I'm going to take the Beck's Depression Inventory again. I'm going to see where I rank today. And, you know, just how shitty is my outlook on life? Let's find out. Please hold while I take the test. Okay. Okay, this was enlightening. I scored a 27. What does that mean? Okay, so it looks like I'm on the cusp of severe depression, according to the show. I wasn't expecting that. I'm not a trained psychologist, but I will jump into anybody's sandbox and play with their toys. So I know I'm depressed. I got it. Yes, that's true. To what degree? I don't really give a shit. Severe, moderate, who cares? I just know that I want it to be better. And I don't want the depression to be, I want my symptoms to improve. I don't want to get better at being depressed. I don't want to master the art form. Does that make sense? I just want my condition to improve. And I know that I'm not up for a prescription. So in the spirit of lab rattery, I shall lab rat myself. I'm going to do the following for my made up prescription. For 30 days, I'm going to take this prescription and we'll see if anything changes. Human lab rat time. Oh wait, this would be a good time. Human lab rat time. Human lab rat time.
Human lab rat time.
Okay, so maybe I should tell you guys the process, though, that I went through. I first asked myself, what areas of life am I fairly certain can have a impact on my mental health? Whether or not I have the desire or will to do these things, because I don't, these are just, what are they? Just so we're just starting there. And the areas are diet, because eating like shit, I feel like shit. Eating healthy, obviously, it makes me feel energetic. Exercise, right? When I work out, I feel strong afterwards, and that helps with self-confidence. That helps with self-esteem. When I'm in really good shape, I feel sexy. I'm not sure if I look it, but I do feel it, and that's a mood booster. Money, that's a stressor for me, so getting a handle on that. Thoughts. My autopilot thoughts, they can be pretty apathetic during these times. So having some way to work on that would be something to look at. So I take a zoom out view on things that aren't helping me. And I'm making some decisions on what would a holistic prescription be. Again, whether or not I would do it, I just have to remove that aspect from right now. I'm just like, what might this be? And for me, it's going to be the following. And I'm viewing this as like, this is a metaphorical pill in the morning. One thing I'm doing that is different is that I am actually viewing these activities as a prescription, because most of them I hate to do. I can't tell you how much I fucking hate this. So when I wake up in the morning, I have a quick glass of water. It's because that's my depression prescription. It's not because, hey, I should have a glass of water because glasses of water are good. It's not because it's healthy. It's because it's my quote unquote pill to take. And I have a pill regimen. So I'm trying a different way of looking at this and seeing if that works. So the first thing would be drinking that glass of water. The second would be to make a cup of coffee, sit at my desk, and I'm going to write 10 things that I'm grateful for. Feeling gratitude for things it's in direct contrast to feelings of depression. So I sit and I make my brain spit out some gratitude shit. Then once I get those 10, I'll go back and I'll reread those 10 items and feel them. I think it's just so easy just to be like, yeah, I'm grateful for my kids. Kids are great. You know, I love them. And I'm grateful for my health, you know, because I'm alive and, you know, don't have disease right now. And I'm grateful for skies and I'm grateful for nature. You know, it's one thing to just spit out answers and it's another to just take a second and go, yeah, man, my fucking kids are awesome. I love them. And I'm grateful that I have those two dudes in my life. Take a second to just feel each one of those items. And then the next pill is to go on a 20-minute mindfulness walk. It's early, it'll be cold, and I'm concentrating on my breath and practicing being in the moment. I'm not going to do what I would normally do. I normally would like friggin' listen to White Zombie or something and just some power music. This would be me just taking the time to walk and be present. And I've got decades of practice doing this. So I'm not coming from a place of like, hey, you know, I hear mindfulness might be a good thing. I've read that in a book or two. I know it is. I've experienced it. So I'm going to take that pill. The next one would be to meditate for 20 minutes. And that'll either be laying down and just listening to a hypnotherapy recording or maybe formally on a cushion. And it's just one more way for me to hit myself on that spiritual side, or, you know, connecting with something bigger than me, or maybe finding more acceptance with this depressive shit. I'm not sure. But again, I've meditated for years. So I know the benefits of it. I just need to fucking do it. And that'll be the pill that I have to take. And then the final pill is some kind of a strength training calisthenics at home bullshit for 20 minutes, just to make me feel stronger, boost my self-esteem, my self-confidence. And it feels like a lot. This feels like a lot. It's an overwhelming amount of self-care. And it probably will be. In my head, this mathematically should take no more than an hour and a half. So when I wake up in the morning, I'm going after it for an hour and a half. And for me, just so that you guys know my living situation, I have my kids during the week and I typically get up at 5 a.m. So I will be able to get this done before they get up for school. So done and done. It's doable. Now, for me, I don't know that I'll nail this out of the gate. And if I'm being realistic, I won't. I probably won't. I'll maybe be able to do the water part, the gratitude, and then I'm going to struggle. But I'll be giving myself all kinds of grace. The difference will be that if I miss a metaphorical pill, I'll ask myself the questions and I'll go after those ADHD tools, right? Smallest point of entry, all those things. And I will most likely start with just walk outside for 5 minutes and come back. Or just do 10 pushups and that's enough. I will half-ass my way through this at first. And if 30 days goes by and I don't see noticeable change, I will take the Beck's depression inventory again and I will most likely seek medication. And that's just my personal thoughts on my own personal journey. You might be wondering about the diet part of this. And I, you know, like I see you doing a lot of the spirity physical stuff, Ross. And do you know that food is really responsible? And it's, you know what I'll say to that? Mind your own fucking business. All right. I might want a burrito to get me through this. You know, diet is on the radar. And if this goes well, I will absolutely add it to the mix next month. And I thank Debbie in the forum for that bit of insight. I might trickle it in here too, but it's not my prescription right now. Burritos are still on the menu. Chips and salsa? Yeah. Thank you. Queso? I'll have some of that too. Thank you very much. But my hope for this is that it'll help my overall outlook. In general, I'm also making sure that I'm connecting with my friends, staying engaged in the community. And for me, the community for me is the ADHD Big Brother Forum. That community kicks ass. And my close friends. So staying in touch, grabbing food, hanging out with my kids, done and done. And I only have so much time, and that's how I cover that. Depression is a tricky motherfucker, isn't it? And I don't think we should have to go through life feeling like, what's the point, you know? So let's see if this holistic shit works, shall we? Oh, and let's say this. If you guys have a holistical thing that you do to keep your depression manageable or at bay or, I don't know, cured, what do you do? I'm really interested. Go to the ADHDBigBrother.com, click on the contact and tell me. And I should caveat this. Because I can feel myself reacting to it. I'm not really interested in any, if you've got this organic, natural, herbal pill thing, and that's great, lovely and everything, but I don't want any pill or any supplement for this journey I'm on. I'm not in that headspace and it'll probably rub me wrong. So I'm more in the, you know, like the, hey, you know what I do? I stand on my head for 5 minutes and I'll be goddamned if I don't wake up chipper every morning. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking for. Do you have a Tai Chi video that you do that you're like, check out this YouTube channel. This is the shit. I'm really interested in that stuff, especially if it's a mood booster. Alrighty, so that's it. I'm actually hopeful. I'm not sure if that's coming across. I don't know if this is going to work. This is my last show. I'm actually excited to see if this works, but we'll see. It should be a neat experiment. And then I want to remind you guys, if you're tuning in for the first time, that the ADHD Big Brother Forum, I mentioned it a bunch. It's a paid community. It's a badass community, but during October, I've set it up where you can register a new account. No credit card, nothing needed. You get 3 days for free and it's forum.adhdbigbrother.com and you use the invite code ADHDAware, all caps, all one word. And you're a member for 3 days. It's like you're a member. It's like you're a paid member and you can download all the resources. There's a link in there to the Beck's depression inventory. So if you want to quiz yourself, we could have a competition, see who's sadder. I don't know. Maybe that might be fun. But you have access to everything. If we have a body doubling session, a Zoom thing, you can jump in on that. You can message me directly. I live in there. You can post, do whatever, watch videos, everything. It's pretty damn amazing, and it keeps growing, and I personally love it, and I'd love to see you in there. So think about that. Check that out, and that's that. All righty, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week, and I'll talk to you later.